Maine Republican Governor Paula Page today vetoed many bills, including a funding proposal for the Downeast Correctional Facility, a bill to maintain pay levels for certain direct care workers, and one to provide some increase in pay for others that provide services for Maine seniors and people with disabilities. We will hear more on those in a moment. But first, let's look a little bit more closely at one of those vetoes of a bill to fund Medicaid expansion, which voters approved 2 years ago. That veto was unsurprisingly delivered on the same day that some 70,000 people may be newly eligible for MaineCare, the state's Medicaid program. But the LePage administration has resisted implementation of the expansion, prompting a recent court ruling that orders him to submit an application to the federal government. As Steve Missler reports, expansion supporters are urging eligible Mainers to ignore the legal and political uncertainty and apply for benefits right now.
Under the new law, Mainers earning less than $16,600 a year or a family of four earning less than $34,000 a year could be eligible for Medicaid coverage. But because the state hasn't taken any steps to actually enroll people in the program, the Department of Health and Human Services may not be able to approve applications. But Kathy Kilrain Del Rio says that should not deter eligible Mainers.
The Department of Health and Human Services must begin to take applications, and it will.
Kilrain Del Rio is a policy analyst for Maine Equal Justice Partners, the group that led the ballot initiative that voters approved last year. During a press conference at Greater Portland Health, she urged Mainers who think they're eligible for Medicaid to fill out the 10-page application.
The sooner people apply, the sooner they can get coverage.
But just how soon is a mystery. Governor, who has beat back numerous attempts to expand Medicaid in the legislature, has done nothing to implement last year's referendum law. The federal government pays for over 90% of the cost for expansion coverage, but LePage has repeatedly said he can't implement the law until the legislature approves the estimated $50 million a year it's projected to cost the state. Last week, the legislature passed a $60 million funding bill, but LePage vetoed it on Monday, fulfilling a promise he made during his radio address, in which he described the proposal as a gimmick pushed by Democratic House Speaker Sarah Gideon.
It's just another move by Speaker Gideon to look like they're funding Medicaid expansion, but they aren't.
LePage says the bill relies on one-time funding when money for ongoing costs is needed. But he's also indicated that he'll veto just about any other funding mechanism that lawmakers could pass. And supporters of Medicaid expansion have so far been unable to muster enough votes to circumvent the governor. In the interim, the LePage administration has been sued by Maine Equal Justice Partners and several would-be Medicaid recipients in an attempt to force him to implement the law. Confusing the matters more is that LePage's attorneys have argued that he can't implement the law until the legislature approves a funding bill. A Superior Court judge ruled last month that LePage has to implement the law. But the governor's attorneys have appealed to the Maine Supreme Judicial Court. Maine Equal Justice Partners attorney Charles Dingman said Monday that the oral arguments scheduled for later this month have nothing to do with the push to enroll potential Medicaid recipients now.
People applying for care is something that should happen because people need the coverage for the care. It's not a litigation strategy.
Supporters say applying for benefits now will help ensure that Mainers who qualify for coverage will eventually get it, and potentially get retroactive coverage if the political and legal disputes continue until LePage leaves office next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.